Many cable subscribers are still waiting for cable companies to deliver on promises they made to federal regulators. The companies said they would provide better service to their customers if they were allowed to merge. Cable giant Comcast wants to merge with cable colossus AT&T, creating a company that has access to more than 40 million consumers. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Pity the cable companies. When they want to do a big merger, they not only have to convince the feds it's good for America, they also have to persuade thousands of local cable boards across the country. Local governments rarely try to get in the way of mergers, but the companies still have to show up and sit politely while local citizens drag their corporate names through the mud. Robert Cantu, a resident of Montgomery County, Maryland, sounded off at a merger hearing earlier this month.
Comcast is clearly a company strictly ruled by the dollar. It has increased its cable rates twice in 9 months, and in January of this year, it increased the fees for high-speed internet customers 20% while dropping email inbox sizes and web space by 50%.
Cable rates have been rising at more than double the rate of inflation, according to consumer groups, but the local boards can't do much about that. They can only impose minor conditions and hope that customers get more for those higher rates. At this meeting, Comcast's Sue Reinhold makes a promise cable operators have made about past mergers.
The new company will also have a greater ability to develop and introduce new products and services to consumers, including video on demand, high-definition television, home networking systems, and e-commerce services.
These promises are not new to consumer groups who've been fighting, mostly in vain, to stop the consolidation of cable companies. Mark Cooper of the Consumer Federation of America has been banging his head against this wall for many years.
The economic theory that they tried to sell to the regulators was if they were allowed the cluster to become bigger, they would have efficiencies and would deliver at lower prices. They actually deliver at higher prices.
Cooper is trying to block this merger at the federal level, but he has a tough sell because the cable business is kind of unusual. In most industries, mergers give consumers fewer companies to choose from. In cable, most customers have only one company to choose from, with or without a merger. Their only option is to jump to satellite service, the only real competition to the local cable business. And even that choice is influenced by cable's growing power. James Babb gets satellite TV at his home in Norristown, Pennsylvania, but he says the cable company has a lock on his local hockey team.
They have Comcast Sportsnet as their channel. Comcast Sportsnet is not provided to the satellite companies. So if you want to see all the Flyers games, despite any of the fancy sports packages you can buy from the satellite providers, you will never get the Comcast Sportsnet.
Comcast's growing size has also raised fears among the few cable companies that actually do compete, firms that go in and lay cable right next to Comcast. Deborah Royster is with a competitor called Star Power. She showed up at that Maryland cable meeting to complain of what she called predatory pricing by Comcast.
Currently in Montgomery County, Comcast is distributing flyers to residents only in certain apartment buildings served by Star Power, offering drastic discounts and free services. To our knowledge, these discounts are not advertised or available to Comcast subscribers outside of the areas or the buildings that Star Power serves.
But competitors may simply have to get used to those tactics. Comcast and AT&T say this merger will speed the rollout of high-speed internet access to cable subscribers. That's a policy priority for the administration, so regulators may have to take the promise of this merger on faith. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.